While Washington Republicans scramble to get the media eye back to the overstated glitches and the healthcare.gov website, obviously not noting the irony that their own tantrum shut down a huge chunk of the U.S. government, costing taxpayers billions of dollars, there are a couple of related issues about which the public should be concerned. The 26 states that have refused to expand Medicaid out of organized rebellion will leave millions among their constituencies in the lurch, existing in some blank space between federal subsidies for the ACA and the deep poverty requirements for Medicaid coverage. In Florida, 764,000 people fall into that gap. Florida has been defiant in its rejection of health care reform at every possible turn. This spring, while the Senate cobbled together a diversionary plan to accept the $51 billion in federal Obamacare dollars without saying as much, the House clasped its holsters and shot down Medicaid expansion outright. So why is it that nobody is batting an eye now that the state is looking to triple the federal funding of its low-income pool supplementary program for patients in hospitals dealing with heavy poverty? Under the plan, the state will ask for $3 billion annually, up from the $1 billion in federal money it currently receives for the program designed to subsidize Medicaid. How is that $3 billion so different from the $5 billion the feds would have provided had the state just relented in the first place? It isn't, but you certainly can't dismiss it as a mere glitch.